from Kenner's Star Wars collection, the Millennium Falcon, that you put together. Batteries not included.
Nobody does Star Wars like the power of the Force from Kenner.
You can see it.
Subparagraph 16 of the Bondsman Guild Protocol Waiver compels you to immediately produce said asset.
I'm in the guild!
You are a guild member. I thought I was the only one on assignment.
Hello there, Star Wars Session sickheads, and welcome back to the Collectors Guild for April 2024. I'm with the usual legend, the beautiful man himself. It's Dave Dunn. You're right, mate.
Good. Yeah, not bad. All right, thank you for a pleasant intro. Yeah, I'm good, man. Been a while since we've had a little guild.
I know. I feel like we say that every episode.
Every time.
But, you know, we've come round to the fact this is a handful of times a year, but when they come out, they're good, you know.
Oh, yeah, we smash it. Yeah, no, I've been good, man. How are you?
Not bad, mate. I can't lie. I'm excited. I'm going to Disney World next week. I know.
Oh, I feel like I've literally just felt the excitement inside myself for you then. Like, it all sort of bubbled up because I'm going as well. So I'm going in July. So, I'm not crossing down the days. Oh, mate, that is super exciting. Have you got a little shopping list? Or is it you just sort of going to see what's what?
So the only research I've done is the Savvy's workshop. Ooh. Thing, yeah. Right, because they've got new hilts in, haven't they? Like, or I say new, I think they came in like the beginning of last year, right? Mm-hmm. So new to me, and I wanted to know if I'm going to do it. I wanted to know what my options were because I wasn't able to do it in 2022 because it was last minute when we booked it back in spring 2022, and so I couldn't get a Savvy's reservation. Yeah, we got that first thing. When the reservation like opportunity opens up, like 60 days, isn't it?
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, we were straight in. Straight in. I'm excited. Other than that, I'm pretty open-minded, mate. Dude, I'm pretty open-minded. Yeah, so if you've got any tips, if you've got anything that you're like, oh, I've got to get that, mate.
Well, you know. To be honest, you know, they're always dropping really nice. That's the good thing about Galaxy's Edge is the merch that you get there is so nice. It's so it's not your, and sometimes Disney can do this, the sort of Disney tat that you normally pick up. It's not like that there. Like the stuff that you can go to the marketplaces and pick up is really good quality stuff. So I've got actually like nothing to suggest. When I go there, I'm just in awe because it is so cool. You've been before, right? You've been
Galaxy. Yeah, and it's 2022. Yeah, 2022. Yeah.
That's what I mean. So you'll know what it's like. But no, there's nothing that is sort of jumping into my mind that they've released. They've done some Black Series exclusives. They do like a 3-pack, but I don't think it's worth picking up unless you're a Black Series sort of got to collect them all type of guy, because they usually then just re-release those figures as individual boxes that we can just grab here in the UK anyway. So I think what you're doing, like, go get the experiences that you can't buy in a store. Like, I've done it, and I'm not going to say a word. I don't know if you've looked it up. I don't know if you've like heard anything, but, mate, it is, like, just tingly all over. It's incredible. Yeah. Like, it's just so, like, I went in thinking, oh, you know, there's a few kids in here doing this experience, then there's me. I was a bit like, oh, should I be doing this? But then I was like very, very quickly joined by, you know, the elder collectors that were doing the same experience and getting that same amazement out of it. So, mate, super jealous. Like, you're going to love it. You're going to love it.
And you're only going like a few months after me, mate. You know, you're going to be filling up your bags.
I'm going to go now. But yeah.
It's been a crazy couple of weeks and even days in like Star Wars news, but particularly collecting news. I mean, as of recording, we've just found out about Tales of the Empire. You sent me this poster like seconds after it was dropped.
Milliseconds, yeah.
Yeah. I was mate.
I mean, I thought it was just a poster. I was like, oh my, I was blown away by that anyway. I was like, this is brilliant. And then obviously after then investigating, saw the trailer. You've seen the trailer.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I don't want to get into it, but my word, is that exciting.
I know.
I was actually thinking the other day, I was like, oh, okay, so we're going to have like end of Bad Batch, going to have a little bit of a gap, and then we're going to have Acolyte. Nope. Squeeze more in. Chuck it in. He's fed well by Disney.
Yeah, American portions, mate. American portions, you know.
Used to them, mate.
Oh, mate, yeah.
It's fantastic.
Like, what's funny, just a little tidbit, just a little anecdote before we get into the collecting stuff. Matt and I, like, mentioned, we've got people who work for various organizations, who listen to our show, and they sometimes drop little tidbits here and there, or mention something in passing, and usually it's unintentional, right? But we mentioned on a show months ago about like tales of other series.
Yes,
right?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah,
and we didn't promote it. We didn't even say, "Oh, we got a scoop" or anything. Like, we didn't do that. Like, we just mentioned it in like the Bantina and the game or something like that. And then someone posted it on Reddit, and then Stoll's Meg picked it up, and then Christian Harloff picked it up, and then like all of these outlets are claiming that we're like, whoa, we didn't, we just said this in passing, and
we
didn't say explicitly Tales of the Empire, but we said that, oh, there's gonna be other Tales of series coming, and so mate, I feel pretty you know, not like we got a bullseye, but we kind of got like the ring,
you know,
like near the middle,
so
it's on the board. Yeah, it's not on the wall. It's on the board.
Did you? So that's what counts. Oh, mate, yeah. But it looks amazing. Like, it looks so, so cool. And I was thinking the other day, you know, are they going to continue this animated series with another, you know, to follow after the Bad Batch finishes? And obviously, you know, these little stories that we get, it's been phenomenal storytelling. They've done for the story of Dooku and Qui-Gon. Oh.
Don't.
Like, honestly, like, that was my favorite at, like, just that arc was just beautiful. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what they do, and I love that they're picking up more characters from Clone Wars and giving us a little bit more depth for them. So yeah, super excited, mate.
I can't wait, mate. I cannot wait. In the collecting lifestyle, from your perspective, how busy have you been? What's your focus on? Because I think last time you were pretty much zoned in on Hot Toys. Yes. And you kind of were like, look, I love my collection. I like some Black Series. And you've traditionally been a Black Series guy. You've been like a leading Black Series guy in the UK collecting scene. How's collecting life, mate?
Yeah, it's cool, man. Like, in the next week or so, I'm actually getting... So I've done... my house now is, you know, it's there. All the rooms are done. So the last one to be done is my little geek room, which is super, super, super exciting. So I get to actually unbox stuff, which has not been unboxed. And I've said it on here before, I've not had a collector's room for like 5-6 years, maybe longer now. Yeah, I know, which is heartbreaking to say out loud, but I'm finally getting in there, and I'm starting like to calculate in my head like what's going to go where and what's being unboxed and what have I actually got, because I'm one of those collectors that just gets it and chucks it in the room or chucks it in the storage unit and then forgets that he's got the same thing 4 times somehow. But so my focus is still Hot Toy related. That's, you know, like my ultimate sort of fixation now. I've got that pretty lined up, and I have got too many. I know I've got too many.
What are you gonna do? Are you gonna sell them?
I've got to sell it. Like, I could just put them in the loft in the attic and then just be like, okay, you know, I can sort of switch them around, but there's no point, man. Like, you should buy something as a collector to enjoy it. So, you know, once I've got the space and once I've got it figured out, yeah, it's gonna be quite harsh. I'm gonna have to be quite harsh with myself and say, no, come on. Said it.
It's worth noting, guys, that Dave had a stall at London Film and Comic Con selling leftovers. Yeah.
I mean, leftovers and probably doesn't even sort of scratch the surface of leftovers.
And it was still one of the best like figure stalls
Thank
at
you.
Comic Con that weekend, comfortably. Yeah, yeah. comfortably.
I heard that a lot, actually. I got some really lovely comments from people that were walking around saying, this is the stall, or oh, I'll be back. So that was scratching the surface of just doubled stuff that I had, you know. There's still lots more. And actually, thanks to the Discord, thanks to Jamie sharing the Essex Star Wars weekend.
Yep.
So yep. I am very tempted to try that out, you know, just get a little store. It's a little one. It's not like LFCC, which is it's stressful doing LFCC. I love it. Like, I love it. It's super cool. I have such a good time, but it's very stressful. It's a long way away, you know, and to pack that much stuff into a van, unload it that early every morning up at 6, it's a lot. So considering doing a little one, if not, it would just be sort of on my Facebook group to sell.
Naughty boy. I mean, I don't know many people who can go, oh, do you know what? I'm overflowing with my figures here. Let me have a stall at Comic Con, you know, and sell some stuff and have a full blown shop.
I'm sure it's an illness. It's some sort of illness.
Nah, mate. That's a gift.
Yeah, so Hot Toys is my main thing at the minute. Lightsabers, I'm still a massive lightsaber fan. So I'm starting to figure out sort of again what I'm displaying. And I'm going to go to my lads over at Padawan Outpost, who are also, I work with them. I do the lightsaber pin badges, and we've got a little thing going on there. So I'll be talking to them about what hilts I want to display, preferably next to like the Hot Toy figure for that saber. Do you know what I mean? I'm really starting to try and calculate it looking really nice and sophisticated in there. But statues as well. Like the Mythos statues. Don't know if you've heard of them. The Sideshow collectible ones. They come out years and years and years ago, and they've done 5, which I've got all of them. But they've just recently started redoing that Mythos line. And so they've done like Asajj Ventress, who's just like, she is one of the best ones they put out there. So I've got Palpatine, who looks sick, and I've got the new Darth Maul with the metal legs that actually arrived yesterday, that one for me. So I'm excited to get those out because they are big pieces and they're super detailed.
Was this the line that had the Kenobi years ago, the backpacking, and they kind of modeled what we see in the Kenobi show, especially the last scene, on the statue that was designed by someone years prior for one of these collectibles. Yeah, that's kind of cool, isn't it?
That Kenobi one is the Kenobi one, and there's a Gamorrean guard. They go for crazy money now, like super crazy money, because they're quite old, they're quite detailed. So I saw the Gamorrean go, I think he's on eBay at the minute for about $3,000. And Kenobi's about 2.5. Yeah, I know.
What?
Mad money, mad. But incredible statues, and obviously very limited. Like, they've released that amount and that is it. They're not coming back. So the new ones are nice, but they're not, in my opinion, to the same quality build as the old school ones were.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So that seems to be your main focus at the moment. Pads, the Hot Toys. Any recent Hot Toy announcements that have caught your eye? Like,
So we've got, getting into this, what are you listening? Right. I've got, so we've got the Ahsoka. So they dropped the Ahsoka that we see in the Ahsoka show as the flashback. So her in the Clone Wars. So they dropped her. She looks phenomenal.
I know.
She looks so good. The sculpt is just, it's perfect. It's honestly, it's a perfect figure.
Yeah. The sculpt is so absurdly photorealistic.
It is.
And I feel like I say that every time we talk about a new Hot Toy that's been announced. I think the last one we were raving about was the Hayden Christensen one, right? The Anakin one. And we were like, oh, wow, that looks really good. But, you know, every year it seems like Sideshow just improve. Little things just here and there. Oh, that's better. That's better. Yeah. That's better.
That's it. That is it. It is phenomenally good. It's something that I'm really excited about. I think that they're sort of really doubling down on the success of that show. And we're starting to see, because, you know, there's loads there. There's loads of characters that everybody just loved from the show. So, and that sort of brings us on to the other two that have come out from that, which is, of course, Baylan and Shin, which, again, look incredible, amazing figures, fan favorites. Like, everybody's loving that duo. The mystery behind them and everything like that from Ahsoka was fantastic. So, yeah, those two dropped not too long ago now. And again, just beautiful, beautiful figures. And actually, timing-wise, for me, Baylan and Shin dropped as soon as I dropped the Baylan and Shin lightsaber pins that I do. So I was like, oh, thank you, Sideshow. That's really nice.
Have you got an insider, mate? Have you got a Sideshow insider?
Yeah. Working together. Yeah, but no, they're amazing. Again, incredibly detailed. They're really up in the game. I think we discussed this last time as well about the lightsabers that you get with them now. So they're really starting to build those in, almost like the mechanics into the arm. So a little bit more so than what they already did. And you get this glow, like an actual glow. Because before, I think it was almost like a mini torch almost that shone through a bit of plastic. And yeah, it was all right. But these are like, they're there. You know, it looks like a lightsaber, which is phenomenal. So yeah, I'm super excited to start seeing that technology in the Hot Toys.
It was always the, I think, the Achilles heel of Hot Toys was the lightsabers, right? Absolutely. And I always felt like, the ground troops, whether that's stormtroopers to, you know, like Mandos, were always a little bit superior, because at the end of the day, the weapons look like the weapons. That's whereas it. The lightsabers, yeah, you're like, go. It doesn't, it looks like a model.
There's
right?
something missing. Yeah.
Whereas now, obviously, that's different. Okay. So Hot Toys is in a good place, right?
It's in a very good place. We also got the Umbara operative. I'm saying that right. The clone troop, he looks mean, and he's quite limited, so he's only 1,500 pieces worldwide, which is a very limited release for a Hot Toy. They're hitting shelves like now. Like, it was almost, look, that's awesome, and you can have it like here. So that was really like, whoa, that's super, super quick. They're quite hard to get in the UK at the moment. But I'm sure that they will start appearing. But the price points are creeping up on those. You're starting to see the sort of 300 to 325 marks now, which is hefty.
Is it a deluxe? Because my Mando and Grogu, which is right is considered, or at the time, was a deluxe figure. And that hovers around the £300 mark. And I was thinking, yeah, okay, fair enough. Yeah, Hot Toys are expensive anyway.
Yeah.
But it was a little treat. But is it now?
I don't think it is a deluxe. I might be wrong on that one. I know that it comes with three different helmets that you can switch out, which is pretty cool. But no, I don't think it is. But when you look at the other recent release that we've actually had being delivered, so people are getting these through the doors now, is the Obi-Wan Kenobi Darth Vader with the cracked helmet.
Mate.
That is just a monstrous piece of art.
Did you see that Rosario Dawson got sent one?
No.
Ahsoka herself got sent one and was like, uploaded a video on Instagram.
No.
Hey guys, look at this. Oh, that's a terrible impression.
That is awful. It
looked phenomenal. It's one thing looking at the stock photography from the website, from the brand, which is always going to look good.
Of course. Yeah.
But, mate.
It's coming out the weight. Like the stock images, yeah, you always take them with a pinch of salt because you think, oh, okay, you're going to make it look good. But no, it looks that good.
Yeah.
But you know, that's coming through the door, and you do get a deluxe version of that. I don't think you get much more actually with the deluxe. I think you just get hologram. He holds a hologram of an Inquisitor, actually.
Yeah.
It's all good, but that's £420.
Oh, mate.
That is a gut punch, isn't it?
Oh, see, I love my Hot Toys. I love Sideshow, but I don't know, man.
It's a hard pill to swallow. That's the game at the minute. That's the way it's going. And Yeah, it is. It hurts.
People buy it, Dave. People buy it.
I mean, I'm going to have to get one. Obviously. But other than that, you know, we've got some more sort of hot toys that are hitting us at the minute. We've had the release of Han in his Endor gear, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. So we've already got Luke and we've already got Leia. So that's nice to bring those trio together. We've also got coming through at the moment, the Mandalorian Super Commando, the Darth Maul helmet. Wow, that was awesome to see in the Ahsoka show anyway, but now we're getting it in Hot Toy.
Ooh. Yeah.
So yeah, that'll look super cool. I'm going to have to get a couple of them, I think.
Or
to stand either side of Maul. Come on, like the Clone Wars Maul. It's got to be done. And then I don't know if you've seen it. So Hot Toys have actually put on their Instagram about the event that they've got coming up called The Power of the Dark Side.
Yes.
So that looks super cool. They're doing basically, it's like an exhibition of works that is showcasing the dark side of the Force. And there's some sneaky little new figures in there that they've not actually announced, but they've put them in the poster. So people are like, whoa. So Starkiller's on there.
Yeah. Yeah, and you sent me this, didn't you, I think?
I did. Starkiller's on there and Revan.
Oh,
very interesting figures. Now, I don't know whether they're sort of... I know Revan got an old school sideshow release, but it looks new. I think we're going to get a new hot toy. So, yeah.
I mean, it's smart because people want it. People will buy it.
Yeah.
You know, and I do think Sideshow, out of all of these companies, yes, they're a premium company. This is... you know, like a Mercedes of collecting.
Absolutely.
Right? A Porsche of collecting, yeah. Right? It's just how it is, yeah? It's just how it is. But, mate, they do not listen to their fan base. They listen.
They do get it right. And they smash it every time. Like, when they dropped that Vader, for instance, people lost their mind. When they dropped that Anakin with the new face sculpt, that was just... I just can't explain. I can't get how you can get an action figure looking that good.
I know, mate.
You've obviously got one now, which is awesome. So you know the quality of those figures. They're just insane.
Gateway drug, mate. Gateway drug.
What's the next one? Come on. You know you've got it in your head.
So I've got... Let me just move it over here, right? My shelf, as of right now, okay... I've got on one side, this goes floor to ceiling. On one side, I've got Power of the Force.
They look sick.
They look cool, right?
Protector cases as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
And then over here, I've got all vintage collection.
Nice.
And these are all leaning to the vintage collection on the other side of the shelf, all leaning one way. Power of the Force leaning the other way, right? In the middle, I've kind of got like statement pieces. I've got Mando there. I've got Shadows of the Empire - Rendar's Outrider. Yeah. Up there, I've got the Visions Geezer. What's his name?
The Visions Geezer.
Ronan. And then at the top, you can't see, I've got a Boba Fett helmet. And down here, I've got some Black Series.
Yeah.
But what I'm toying around with is, do I just have Hot Toys in the middle?
Yes.
Yeah, that is the answer.
They are, like you just said, they are statement pieces. They are figures that I wouldn't be surprised, mate, if Sideshow/Hot Toys done that Ronan, because he is a popular dude and he looks awesome.
Oh.
You know, I think that give him a bit of time, they're going to start doing these more abstract figures that people absolutely love. So, I think that is a no-brainer, because that display looks awesome, and to have those Hot Toys centralized in there.
That's what I'm thinking, mate. Thank you, by the way. And that's what I'm thinking. I can't wait. What we'll do, because my room is still not finished, and I'm not buying a cabinet for it, because this is my office as well. Yeah. Right? I work from here. My missus and I work from home, run our own company from home. And so, yeah, we need like this angle to kind of be business. Right? When
I love it.
So I've turned my laptop to the other side. It's just like blank. I've got soundproofing behind me. That's business.
Yeah.
It's like the mullet. Do you know what I mean? I've got party at the back, business at the front. Do you know what I mean? Like, so,
I love it, mate.
We'll have to do videos, like, you know, later on this year when our room's more
like I said, when my room's done, the plan is to grow the Collectors Guild, to really start doing a little bit more. I'll have a lot more free time, thank God, when my house is done, to be able to do things like video and look at figures more closely, which I've been itching to do for such a long time now, you know. So absolutely, mate, like I'm really sort of looking forward to getting that up and running and sharing more on the Instagram and through whatever socials there is. So yeah, let's get you some hot toys in those displays.
If you got any leftovers you want to donate, then throw them my way.
It's sickening how many I've got. So yeah, it's
coming. I couldn't fathom when I come round to yours last. Like I was like, mate, this guy,
wasn't even what's in my loft, mate. You said that's just the tip of the iceberg.
It's just, mate, I can't get my head around it. Listen, I want to update you on something real quick, yeah? Collecting, historically, yeah, just around the world, I'd say trading cards are really collectible. You know, baseball cards back in the day, Magic, Pokemon,
yeah.
And there's been like 11 different iterations of Star Wars cards, right? Some more successful than others. More recently, we've had Star Wars Unlimited come out. Right now, I've bought a few boosters. I split a booster box with Johnny Olyph, right? And I got some starter decks and stuff. Dave, I weren't initially sold on. Nope. Yeah,
I'm
go on.
Share. That's where I'm sitting at the moment.
Right,
I'm not. So I've been talking to Chris Fox, I'm Foxy Fox. He's heavy in his card game collecting. You know, he's been on the top trumps for ages. Not top trumps, sorry, tops. The collecting card. So he's, you know, he's heavily involved in that, and he does like the sketch cards, and he collects those. And
he did the Lord of the Rings Magic cards, which are real successful. People love those. That was a real, you know, home run for Wizards of the Coast that made those. So the art style I wasn't initially sold on, right? And I don't think looking at the cards on a screen does them justice. When you look at them in person, Dave, I can look at these cards for hours, mate. They're beautiful. They are fantastic. And I really am sold, mate. Even if I don't end up playing loads, which I plan on playing. There's a little competition that does a little event space nearby, like a card shop, game board hut in Southend that does like bi-weekly sort of events, right? Every Thursday. And I'm like, no, I'm going to try and do that a couple times, right? And see where it goes. Do it casual. It's not going to be super serious, right? But if not, I'll get a binder and I'll put the cards in. And I'll just collect them.
That's it. And that would be me, I think. I'd be, you know, if I do end up picking these up, which I think, like you said, I think I need to see. I've never seen them in hand. I've not come across them in the store. I'll buy a booster and I'll open up and I'll see sort of how I feel then. But you know, people are going crazy for them. It's obviously very successful at the moment. It's really, really sort of set alight in terms of sort of the collecting community.
It's done very well.
Yeah.
It's done very well. Fantasy Flight Games are really pleased with the numbers.
What's the new trading card game that Disney released? What's that called?
Lorcana.
Is it? They look great as well. They look great.
It did very well. They were selling out their first set. They didn't expect for it to be as popular as it was.
Right.
They didn't expect it. Same as Unlimited to an extent. I think they've done very well. The shop I just mentioned sold out their booster boxes. So their wholesale booster, they're done. They've done them.
Cool. Yeah,
that's right. It. And that's the thing, Dave. So a lot of these cards are now shooting in value. Like Chris, we mentioned him already. Yeah, Chris Fox, Foxy Fox, mate. He just sold a Vader card for 160 quid. What? Didn't you? Let me fact check that. Right.
I'm probably going to end up getting some of these, and that's the thing.
He is.
What was that? 100. Right.
his profit. He's in, mate.
The thing with me, and Chris will back me up, and Emma, I'm very jammy.
Mm-hmm.
If there's like the rare card to find, I'll probably end up finding it. That's just who I am. It's built into me. And you've I've been like that thing. Since I was a kid. I won a car in a competition once that I entered for free. So it's just sort of, yeah.
You're a car winner person.
I won a car, mate. Brand new car.
If you're in America, you'd be one of those people that would be on like local TV. You know, they got like local. He's
done it again.
I don't know what it is. It's like Chicago 95 or something like that, you know. And that would be you, mate. It's really good, really positive for the brand as well. That's absolutely what I just wanted, mate, to try there.
Yeah. I think I will end up picking up some and seeing what they're like. I'm really intrigued to see how the game's played. I have no idea how that game's played. I've been playing when you come to mine, we played the Funko board game that they released recently. Mm-hmm. It's not a board game, so I can't say that. But anyway, Rivals, which is amazing, and there's that collecting element to it as well. So mm-hmm. I feel that. And I don't know, maybe you can answer this. How many cards are there? Like, is there a set to collect? Or is it just like endless? Is it like...
So there's an initial wave. I don't know how many cards there are. I'll Google that in a second. Cool. But I think there's probably, in my guesstimate, there's a few hundred in this initial set. Now, nice. What makes it good for collectors or arguably bad for collectors? But from an investment point of view, it's very good. You have different variants. So, you know, like comic books have variant covers, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So with these, you have maybe it will be the same card, does the same thing like a Charizard, yeah? Same points, same health, same cost, same everything. The artwork will be special. So the artwork might be borderless, right? So it doesn't have a border around it. It seems right to the edge.
Okay.
You know, one will be shiny. One will be, so it has iterations of just like one card. Pokemon, Magic, they all do the same thing. And
So I was a huge Pokemon card enthusiast as a kid. You know, I had every set or in a binder, and it was the collecting thing that obviously hooked me. So it's always been the
same.
You know, I was like, I must get them. I mean, it's the Pokemon catchphrase, isn't it? You got to catch them all. And they made that work with their cards. And obviously, we've seen recently how much of a boom Pokemon cards are having in terms of sort of reselling those old school ones.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting and really, really good. Like you said, it's so healthy for Star Wars to get that side of things rolling again, because I've collected Star Wars cards in the past, but it's never been something that's caught on. Do you know what I mean? Whereas I feel this has got the legs to continue for a very long time.
I agree, mate, wholeheartedly. Keep us updated on when you decide. Get a booster this weekend, mate. Go to a shop, get a booster. Because also they're selling out quick. So you ain't got long. I mean, they will be reprinting. And there's another set coming in like summer or autumn, something like that.
So if I was to take myself to my local shopping centre, what shop am I going in to pick these up? Is it Game? Is it WH Smith? Like, where am I finding them?
Good question. That's the thing. They seem to be focusing on hobby stores as opposed to big stores.
Yeah, sure.
Now, arguably, they're the shops that are surviving. Yeah, these big stores, they're struggling. They're not doing well unless you get your Pokemon cards in like Asda or Tesco or in America. That'd be like Walmart, right? Of course, you can do that. Unlimited isn't there yet. I don't know if it ever will be. Maybe.
Because obviously the Disney ones that we were talking about earlier, they're in Asda. Like when they released, boom, Asda shelves. So I was like, is that going to be are we going to see that for Star Wars? If not, fine, you know, but...
For future sets, I would say watch this space. I think it will happen. But that's the difference between like Pokemon sells in Asda, Magic the Gathering, I don't think does, but Magic is like in some ways bigger than Pokemon. It's just Pokemon's more accessible to families, to children, right? I'm typing in the town you live in, which I know is top secret. Somewhere in Kent, I'm going to put, yeah. And I'm going to see where's your nearest one, mate? Right. So if I put, that place where you live, top secret, let's, let's zoom out. So the nearest, oh, the thing's not working. I'm probably doing something wrong. Geek shop near you, mate. Geek shop near you. All right.
Yeah, I know a few, obviously. I'll pop my head in there and I'll try and pick some up. I'll tell you what, I will do it this weekend. I'll pick a booster pack up and I'll drop you a little text message.
You'll be hooked, mate. You will be hooked. Nerd base to them. Yeah. If worse comes to worse.
You know what? I'm going to go to Essex again on Saturday or Sunday to see my parents. So I might take a little cheeky because they're 5 minutes around the corner. So
That's where Johnny and I got our booster box from.
Sweet. Right. Yeah. That's it. Done. Yeah. I'll do that.
£85 and you get like 24 packs, 16 cards in each pack.
I love, when I was a kid, I was actually talking to Dad about sticker books, how much I was obsessed with a sticker book as a kid. And it's just like opening the, smelling it.
Dave, all of that.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's all of that.
I feel it happening. I know. Poor wallet.
I know. Listen, right, mate, for the sake of time.
Yeah. Right,
for the sake of time, Acolyte trailer came through hot. Yeah, looks sick. Jedi, lightsaber. It does look sick. If you don't like it, fair enough, whatever, move on, right?
So many people have been moaning about it.
Oh, mate, I know.
Over it. Don't like it, shut up.
Hasbro announced they're releasing figures for it. A little bit late. I wish it was coming out while the show was coming out. Yeah. But okay, whatever. Where they got the announcement out, they're trying. Some improvement.
I think they've heard, you know, that the sort of big one was when Kenobi dropped. And we were like, when are we getting these figures? It's so far past that, you know, we're still getting some coming out now. So
I know.
Yeah, I think they're trying with it. But obviously their hands are tied with everything from Lucasfilm as well. So you've got to give them some sort of appreciation for attempting to get these to us quicker. That's obviously something they've fed back and gone, look, guys, we love doing this stuff. Just give us some more of a heads up so that we can get them out there. So, yeah, but yeah. Hasbro, yeah, they dropped a really nice wave of Black Series. So I've got the list of who we got from the show here.
Yep, go on.
So we got Jedi Knight Yord Vander, Master Indara, Padawan Jekai Lon, Jedi Master Sol, and then we got Mei, the Assassin.
Okay.
Really nice looking figures. But the biggest thing that actually come out of that announcement from Hasbro is we're getting a new box again. Black Series.
Yes.
In a redesigned box again. So I love the boxes at the moment. The artwork on the side of them. I can see you grabbing one as a... That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right. So it's the artwork panel on the side is diagonal at the moment, right?
Yes. It's got that angle on it, isn't it? Yeah. So the new one's keeping the artwork, which is awesome, but we're going old school, traditional square box.
Yeah.
That's all that's really changing. It's not a massive thing. We're still getting the windows, which is an old announcement. Yes, we know we're keeping the plastic windows again, listening to collectors, which is great. But I actually think that it suits a square box just in terms of displaying them. Because with that slanted, like you say, that angled box, it's quite hard to put them in a row because you've either got to offset them so the actual box sits off, which don't sit on the shelf, or you've got to have them so they overlap. And it's just a weird choice. But
yeah,
they've squared it off. It's going to look cool. They announced some other figures along with those waves as well. So we got a re-release of Baylan Skull already, which was an odd choice.
I saw that. Is it any different? Have they changed anything? I know they've added like a cape or something, right? Is that it?
He's got a cape, yeah.
Is that it?
I saw a really funny meme the other day of, did you watch The Simpsons as a kid?
Yeah, big time.
And Waylon Smithers, who collects, I've forgotten what the dolls are called.
Oh, Malibu Stacy.
Malibu Stacy's. And it was the episode where they bring out another one, but she's got a cowgirl hat. And it was, but he's got a new cape. I need it. It was perfect. So that's it. I don't know why. I'm not sure. I don't know whether they... I don't know.
It's a cool figure, though. Admittedly.
It's a bloody nice figure. So, yeah, no, right. it's very cool. So, yeah, we got that. And we got two new additions to the Holocron wave.
Yeah.
So, do you remember that? I quite like them. The only bit of stick that I had with it is that they were releasing figures that weren't holograms in the show. But that might just be me. You know, I like seeing the characters that are actually used as holograms in the show because it's or films or whatever. So, but we've got Darth Vader and Darth Maul, which I think are cool additions. So they look great. They look really, really cool to me. I loved seeing them. So very, very cool. Very down with that. Prior to that, in sort of back in January, we got to see a new Thrawn is being released. The Droidica, episode one Droidica. At last, I love that figure. That's a deluxe figure. It looks great. The modeling of it is awesome. It's episode one, man. Come on. What's not to love? And we'll get onto episode one a bit later because some things are happening with episode one. It's just, there's so much, man.
I know. How you can't do all of this. That's the thing. You can't,
there'll be people out there that try and keep up with all of it. But yeah, I mean, I was Black Series and Hot Toys, and I think that got too much. I still collect Black Series. That's still my main thing that I'm really known for. But mine are sort of super selective now, and they're graded. So I'm making sure that I'm getting a pristine collection going on now. So yeah, it's difficult. It is, because it's thick and fast. It's a lot of money. You've got to have a lot of disposable cash.
Especially with the price rises. I we've ranted about that a lot in the past. So,
But it is what it is. But we've got more. So we've got a Clone Trooper Phase 1 and a Phase 2 that's being released in a double pack. It's an army builder pack, which is pretty cool. It comes with a battle droid. So it's just a standard episode one battle droid, and you get a clone trooper phase two, which is fantastic. And that's in a closed box, so there is no window on that one. But I think that's purposeful to save a little bit money on production, possibly to get these out for army builders. Photographers and toy photography is a huge part of the community. So to be able to go and quickly, I don't know the price points on those yet. Hopefully they're a little bit cheaper because they are base figures, but we'll see. But that's a really nice direction they're starting to go in there.
Yeah, the troopers always are hard to get for the most part. You know, the clone troopers in Andor vintage collection. You know, I never see those on the shelf. They're always got. Yeah, so they're true. Always got.
What if you could share every moment again? Share it all with your family on video.
We haven't much time.
Star Wars Episode One, The One to Own.
They are good. They are evil. They are alien. They are wise. And they are available. At Toys R Us, you can find the complete collection from Star Wars Episode One. It's a selection of epic proportions, and they are waiting. Toys R Us.
Just while we're on Black Series, just quickly, mate, I wanted to just mention the Momor Nadon.
Yeah.
Reveal at WonderCon.
That was awesome.
Obviously, the other weekend. That looks sick in the new packaging. Yep. What a mold. Obviously, they're using a similar mold to the Geezer from Galaxy's
Doc
Edge.
Doc Ondor.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, I picked one of those Doc Ondors up at MCM when we went. And I think it's the first thing I said, we're going to get this figure coming next because logically they've got the mold, they've done it all, save it for a little while. Awesome figure. People love it. Really awesome response. It's aliens, man. It's the weird sort of Power of the Force vibe-y stuff. We want to see that. We want to see that as collectors. Have you got him? You must have him up there on the shelf.
What? Do I? No, I don't. He is... Yeah, I don't have him, mate. I don't have him.
You know, I love him. I think he's really, really cool. But we've got some really unusual sets of Black Series coming out as well, which is that four pack of the Last Command.
Yep.
Did you see that?
Sorry, I was just like, I was just basically, I was having a moment because I was like, yeah, why don't I have that? And I'm looking, I'm like, surely he's somewhere. I've got the Momor Power of the Force. No, I don't think I do. I've got Yak Face. Okay. I've got Ponda Baba. That's what matters.
Well, that's the main thing, isn't it? As long as Ponda's there and he's safe.
Exactly, bro. What did you say? We got the four pack, right? The crazy
four pack, Last Command four pack. So with Luke and then Luke, L-U-U-K-E, Mara Jade and Chorus.
Joris Sabaoth.
That's it, Joris.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an unusual sort of, and we saw that again announced at MCM when we was there last, and it's finally come out. Packaging's awesome, looks really cool. Again, really nice response. People are loving this sort of throwback looking at sort of old school Star Wars that we used to have back in the day. And I'm hoping we'll see some sort of Heir to the Empire sort of stuff. Even Shadows of the Empire. Imagine that coming out as a Black Series. Yeah. Imagine that, man.
I think they will. Well, they've already
people love it. Why wouldn't they?
Yeah, they've already gone down that route, haven't they? Because I still can't believe it. I've been a good boy. I've not mentioned it. I'll mention it this once. I know you said it on a comment the other day. I saw you, mate. We get Joris Sabaoth, however you want to pronounce it, a non-canon character before we get Ben Solo. That is outrageous. Come on, mate. That's it. Right, I've mentioned it. Move on. Yeah.
The only other things that we got was the three pack, which is Masters of Evil, Darth Vader, General Grievous, and Thrawn. That's a nice set. I don't quite know why we needed those figures again, but we've got them. You know, we've got them.
Because of the cash money.
Yeah, that is isn't it, to be honest. So yeah, that was cool. But the other big reveal was in the Black Series helmet range,
mm-hmm.
which was the mm-hmm. Moff Gideon helmet, which is super awesome. You got the light-up visor on it, and I think that's the first time we've had a light-up visor. That looked amazing. Yeah. I was very happy with that reveal. What about you?
It's a cool reveal. Mm. It's a really, really cool reveal. It's just like Moff Gideon in, or is it a clone Moff Gideon in Mando season three? And just like Mando season three in general, it's a bit wonderfully weird.
Yeah.
And I look at the helmet, I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
That's canon.
Yeah.
That's Star Wars.
That's real. That's in there.
It's real. That's real life, mate. It's a cool helmet. It's a really cool helmet.
It just looks sick. I'm still holding my breath until we get that. We spoke about the hot toy that they released earlier, the Super Commando. I can't wait. Like, that's going to happen, isn't it? Let's be honest.
They can keep making these helmets indefinitely, can't they?
People will buy them. I will. So yeah. They look amazing.
Dave will finance you lot. Yeah. Sideshow. Just Star Wars Unlimited as of Saturday.
it will be.
The 6th. Yeah. You're going to be smashing it, mate. Yeah, that. You know what? Hasbro have been doing some cool stuff. Obviously, we got pretty much similar announcements on the vintage collection. I know some people weren't super happy that it seems like Acolyte got a few more figures in the Black Series line than vintage collection line.
Yes.
That seems to be a recurring theme, but you know, I'm sure they've got their reasons. I'm not into the whole Black Series versus vintage collection beef. I don't understand the frustration, but
you know, there's different collectors. I don't think that there's a versus in terms of the collectors, but I think that maybe they feel they get treated less favorably against Black Series. But it is what it is. You know, they've got to produce products that are going to sell well for them. That at the end of the day, they're a company that have got to survive. So we did get some nice vintage collection stuff coming out recently. They focused a lot on Rebels, obviously with the Ghost, fantastic release, but they're bringing out some new figures to go with that as well, and just to accompany the ones that already come in with the Ghost. So we've got the double pack reveal of Chopper and Sabine, which was awesome. If few months ago. And then that was supported from the WonderCon releases of Zeb, Kanan, and Ezra. Different packaging. So you've got Zeb and Kanan from Rebels and Ezra from Ahsoka. So really mixing it up with those two sides of the Rebels crew, so some from Ahsoka, some from actual the animated series. But they're going sort of heavy on that, which Black Series don't get. So, you know, you've got to weigh them things off, haven't you? We've not had anything majorly Rebels related in Black Series for a long time. Obviously, we've got the main set, but I'd like to see more of, you know, more Rebels stuff coming into Black Series. But actually, that's in Vintage. So, you know.
Swings and roundabouts, mate. Yeah, sometimes it takes time. Sometimes they don't want to overlap, and they want you to, if you really want that figure, if you really want that design, they want you to take a punt on a different line.
That's it.
You know, try. And look, I'm not necessarily agreeing with it. Yeah, but that's clearly their strategy, ain't it?
Of course.
Yeah, like, don't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. And it's like, oh, you know, like you said, I can understand it. It doesn't mean it's the right decision or even the best business decision. Mm. But I see ya.
You know, like the Vintage Collection obviously have a really nice influx of the ships and the creatures. Because of the size, it then obviously allows you as a collector to grab that thing. So the Razor Crest, for instance, huge bit of kit, absolutely massive. But they've just had another release of an E-Wing, which looks pretty cool as well. That looks super, super cool.
Yes.
So the E-Wing's coming out. I think last time that we spoke, the last drop that they had was the Mando Starfighter.
The M1.
Thank you. Yeah. So yeah. I'll pick that. Brilliant, brilliant set. So, you know, they're getting some really, really cool stuff in the Vintage Collection too. And the Vintage Collection isn't my thing. It never has been. I do pick some stuff up though. Like, you know, I'm saying it's not my thing, but I've got every single Mandalorian release Vintage Collection figure.
Mate.
Mainly because I bought them as a whole collection off some guy, but
was that Facebook Marketplace job?
It was Facebook, yeah. Someone was sending the whole collection. I just went and bought it because it was around the corner. But you know, they're cool. They're cool figures. I love the artwork on the cards. It's got a charm.
Dave, you kill me, mate. Yeah. Okay. All right.
I'm going to switch back to something that we said a little bit earlier. So
okay.
Episode one.
Okay, yeah.
Star Wars Episode 1, 25th anniversary this year, hitting cinemas. I'm going to see Episode 1, which I've not seen in the cinema since 1999. I didn't catch the, do you remember the 3D release?
I do, 2012, yeah.
Did you catch that?
I didn't because it was around the time I was in hospital.
Oh, so
I couldn't do it. It wasn't. Yeah. Yes, I missed it, mate.
Yeah, I don't know why I missed it, but I did. So the last time I saw Episode One, cinema was 1999, which that was. I knew Star Wars,
yeah,
and I did like Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
But 1999 made me love Star Wars. Like that was it. It was like that was it. That was the opener. That was. I'm in. Like an 11-year-old me sitting in the cinema. I must have watched it 7-8 times at the cinema. Like I was obsessed, beyond obsessed. So I'm super excited by these announcements that are coming. And I think that the big one that I sent you the other day was the Funko Pops.
Mate. Those.
Yeah.
Those
Episode one Funkos.
Those Phantom Menace Funko Pops are beautiful. Oh, I'm not even a Funko. I don't collect Funko. But they're. I
do, not majorly, but. They looked incredible. Like
they're really cool. Even the colouring on the box.
Yeah.
Really cool. Really clever. Once again, I think it's highlighting the brand. And when we say brand, we just mean Star Wars, right? Mm-hmm. No one exclusively has Star Wars in a sense like merchandising. It's lent out to a lot of people. It's pretty cool, mate. I think this is again good move. Some of them will probably end up at bargain.
Oh, absolutely, boxes, mate.
But that's the nature of a Funko. Ooh, B, yeah. Any pop culture like franchise. You know, it's going to happen, isn't it?
Yeah. So we got who do we get? We got Little Annie. We got the Battle Droid. We got Watto. We got Obi Wan.
Yeah.
We got Jar Jar. We got Padme in a sort of slaver gear when she's knocking about on Naboo pretending not to be the queen. And then we've got Queen Amidala on the throne, so more of like a double set or a bigger set. And then we've got Darth Maul on his speeder bike. It's a pretty cool speeder that he has. Oh. So really, really nice Funkos, man. I'm definitely going to pick up probably Darth Maul on the speeder, because Darth Maul is one of my top, and probably Obi-Wan.
Yeah. Yes. Good Darth shout. I'm tempted by Watto, and I might just
would
like,
be. Come on.
I might just put him in, like, I might just not tell the old missus, yeah, and just like put him in the bathroom. Like, open him and just like have him in the corner. Do you know what I mean? And see.
Yeah, get yourself some fishing wire, mate. Fishing wire him out so he's flapping his little wings somewhere. Just keep hanging him in different spots of my head. In the fridge. The
it's Watto, it's hot Watto summer, mate. Hot Watto summer. Oh, mate, outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. I mean, it's Hot Toys, Hasbro, Star Wars Unlimited, Funko Pops. There's a lot going on.
There is. On. I mean, if you're going to the cinema to see episode one, which I take it you are, I've not booked my tickets yet. I need to book them. But they're doing a popcorn bucket and a drinks cup with that amazing, with the amazing artwork on it. That artwork's phenomenal. Like, it's insane for the re-release. And that's on there, so I'm going to need that, and I. Like, it's madness at the moment.
I have some family coming over on, when is it, the 3rd of May? Mm-hmm. The 2nd of May they land. They're coming from California. And I almost feel bad thinking, sorry, lads, going to have to long you off, go watch. I've not seen them since 2020. Yeah, And I had to fly back. Last time they were here, they had to fly back early because vid was shutting down the world, mate. So it's been a little while, and they're coming over. And I'm thinking that's when they land, and they go to Italy the next week. So I'm in two minds, honestly. Like, my Star Wars brain's like, yeah, Luke, come on, go see Watto.
I think it's up for 2 weeks, though, dude. I don't think it's just a week.
Is it?
Yeah, I believe so. I was looking at dates the other day, and I might be wrong. I'll have to check that.
Are you looking at, like, near you?
Near me, Showcase Cinemas.
Yeah, you've got Showcase.
Near Blue Water. Mm-hmm. I believe it was for 2 weeks. I will triple check. But just, I'm, if checking. It saves you a night with the family, you might want to.
This is the thing. It is a big deal. It's a really, really big deal. Phantom Menace is so much fun.
It is so much fun. If it is for 2 weeks, man, hop on over, come see it with me. We'll make a little night of it.
Can you let me know if the showcase near you is doing that? Let me know, and that actually might work out better for me, mate.
I'll send you a little date night if it's going on, but I'll check tonight because I want to book tickets just in case. On the rare occasion it's going to sell out, but yeah, I'll let you know, man.
Cineworld Basildon is only doing it Friday, Saturday, Sunday that weekend, so. Right. It might have to be if the 2 week thing is maybe in like London or like you said, Showcase in Blue Water. Yeah, let me know. Anyway, right, we're getting sidetracked, mate.
We've covered
a lot. We're near the hour mark.
So I think, mate.
I think we're in like a nice space to kind of wrap it there. What was the highlight out of all those announcements? If you had to pick one thing that you're like, that's the thing you're most excited for, that you're gonna grab. What's the thing that stands out to you, mate?
I think for me, the excitement and the buzz for Star Wars Episode One, that's really hitting me quite hard. So it's difficult because with that, I believe that we will get some Episode One goodness from Hot Toys. I think they're holding it. I think that they're holding that back a little bit. But in terms of like the actual things that I'm super excited to get through the door and I can't wait to actually have in hand, it's probably that Ahsoka that we hit up top. That's Ahsoka Tano from the Clone Wars, or the Clone Wars version, because she just looks great, and she's
the
one of
flashback
my most
from Ahsoka. That's it. Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah,
she's one of my most favorite characters in Star Wars, and I think that just looked insane. So,
yeah,
that's my highlight. Another highlight would possibly be something we've not actually mentioned, which is the Steelbooks. I know that you saw them, but I love they announced Andor and Kenobi as a Steelbook. Oh. So.
I've got the Mando season one steelbook that came out.
I've got season two. Season one sold out, so I couldn't find it. I will start to try and dig it, but I've got season two. They're crazy cool.
They are crazy cool, aren't they? The Kenobi cover, although I prefer Andor as a series, the Kenobi cover is deliciously good.
It is.
Deliciously good. Yeah, great shout, mate. I actually got I mentioned it on the show a few weeks back. It was a while back, actually. I got the Star Wars Blu-ray, the Death Star Blu-ray box set off Vinted like £20 or something.
Oh,
it was
that is a bargain.
It might have been 30 maybe. Oh, who cares? Yeah, it was a bargain. And I was like, yep. Vinted. Vinted.
I love Vinted at the minute.
Underrated. It's like the new Facebook marketplace, like for bargains and stuff.
Yeah.
Dave, mate, Phantom Menace, it's a golden year. We've gone through loads of news. I know there's going to be loads more stuff. Acolyte, hot Acolyte summer, hot Empire Tales of summer. It's going to be outrageous, mate.
Yeah, there's so much stuff coming. So,
Watto's coming back, mate. Watto's coming back.
Yep. Watto returns somehow.
Right, I'll see you soon, mate. Yeah,
you will.
Oh, where can people find you? Because obviously this is Star Wars Sessions podcast, but like, if people are new to you or the guild, where can they find you, mate?
Yeah, so we're on Instagram. Search Star Wars the Black Series. That's how we started as a group. We are on there. We're also on Facebook, which is extremely busy at the moment. So just search the Collectors Guild. And we will pop up on the group section of Facebook.
Oh, mate. We got some plans. I know we say this every time. And Dave, whenever I see Dave, Dave's like, oh, I've got this planet. But we've both moved house.
Yeah.
We're both like,
real.
I got a new floor the other week, Dave. And that is the highlight. If I'm being honest, out of my collection and that is the height, my new flooring, my new wooden flooring. I've got proper, mate. Anyway, right. I'm sad, I'm old. That's it now. Past it. Forget it. Wrap it up. Boring.
Oh, I'm with you. I fitted radiators the other day. It's awesome. But anyway.
Radiators again. We mentioned this the other episode.
House renovation sessions. God. But just keep your eyes peeled, guys. There's so much to do with collecting that's happening at the minute. 25th anniversary, that we're going to get loads of taste bits of that. 4th of May, Disney are going to release loads of stuff. They already announced some new pins and stuff like that. I've got new pins coming. Check them out. Like, just enjoy collecting, everyone. Enjoy it.
Enjoy it. Embrace it. Mate, this is the way. Thanks, Dave. Lots of love, mate. And we'll see each other soon, yeah?
Yeah, man. Absolutely.
See you later, mate.
Can't wait.
Chat soon, buddy. Bye.
Spicy. We're very spicy today. We're being very spicy today.